Okay, let's start from John chapter 14. We have a dual text today. John chapter 14, verses 15 to 18, and John chapter 16, verses 5-16. John chapter 14, 15 to 18. Hallelujah. John 14, 15 to 18. We're still going on with the series, our series, and today will be the part 3 of the series, Knowing God and His Ways. Knowing God and His Ways. The Bible says in Psalm 103 and verse 7, Moses knew the ways of God, but the children of Israel knew his acts. Are you in John 14? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we'll read from verse 15. One to go. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now let's go to chapter 16, and we'll read from verse 5 to verse 16. If you're there, say amen. Want to go. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Thank you, Father, for your word. Spirit of the living God, have liberty in this place today to do that which you have pre-declared and arranged to do in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice today. Thank you, because we know that you are even able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we think, imagine, or ask, by the power that is on the inside of us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. We started this series about 3 weeks ago talking about knowing God and the importance of knowing God for real. Praise the Lord. Today we'll continue, because knowing God is so important for every believer. In our real text for the series, which is Psalm 103 and verse 7, says that the children of Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses only knew the ways of God. If you are going to be a person who will be really very successful and enjoy all that God has planned for you in life. If you're going to have a good and satisfying life and enjoy all the blessings that God has promised to all his children, you will have to move from just being someone that knows the acts of God to a person that knows the way of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Every one of us has been called into leadership. Every one of us. Because leadership has to do also with dominion. Let somebody say dominion. Dominion is your ability to influence other people. As much as you can influence people, you will dominate. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it's the plan of God that we don't just stop at knowing his acts. And I said it last week, what are the acts of God? It is what you can see, the external activities of the power of God. Praise the Lord. When you see a blind man who all of a sudden can see, then that is the external activity of the power of God. But the real most important is the internal activity of the power of God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And that means that you know the ways of God. People, a couple of people have come out this morning to give testimonies of what God has done in their lives. It is their testimony. Hallelujah. And my prayer is that you will walk with God to the point where you know the ways of God. Hallelujah. Amen. To know the way of God means that you are acquainted with God and you have submitted yourself to walk and to obey his word. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Those who know the acts of God are people who are people who watch things happening but never are able to make anything happen. They are people who are storytellers, story readers, but they are never story makers. Praise the Lord. They are people who are watching other things that are happening in the life of other people, but they will never take the step to give it the responsibility that it demands of them so that they also can enjoy the blessings that is breaking forth in the life of other people. Amen. Amen. Those are the people who live just by the acts of God. They are excited about testimonies of other people. They are excited about praise reports that they read. They are even excited about the stories that they read in the Bible. They are excited about the story of Moses, how he was put in a basket by his mother in the middle of the sea, and the mother not knowing exactly what is going to befall her son, whether he was going to be drowned, whether he was going to be eaten by a crocodile. But at the end of the story, we know that Moses survived. Because of it, we say praise the Lord. We give glory to God. What a sweet story. What a wonderful ending that story had. We saw the challenge and then we saw the victory. Praise the Lord. But you see, that doesn't change anything in your life and in my life until you and I are ready to actually make a demand on the same responsibility on the word of God and say, what can I do so that I also can be in a position where I can be a story maker and not just a story reader? Praise the Lord. A lot of people are kind of satisfied with just being a consumer rather than being a contributor. They just want to consume what God has, but they are not willing to contribute anything. Beloved, it's good to know the acts of God. Praise the Lord. It's good to know. It's even good to experience the acts of God. You can even experience the acts of God even when you don't know the ways of God. Yeah, because if someone, even someone who is an unbeliever, comes to a crusade on that day and the person, the evangelist is preaching and he said, this day, a blind man, I command your eyes to open. His eyes will pop open. Praise the Lord. But he doesn't really know. Amen. Remember the blind man. They ask him, the Pharisees ask him. They say, who healed you?
We knew you as a blind man. How come you can see? He said, you can bother yourself about that. He didn't know. His eyes did not pop open because he knew the ways of God. He didn't know. He doesn't know God. He said, I don't even know his name. I don't know who. But the thing is, once I was blind, now I can see. And there are many people in that category. Why did God open the blind eyes of a blind man who doesn't know him? He opened it so that through the acts, he can come to seek his ways. Praise the Lord. That when he experiences the acts of God, the external activity of the power of God, he would now begin to seek him. Praise God. Paul says in Philippians 3, he said, now I want to apprehend him who also apprehended me. We follow on to know. It's not enough to know the acts of God. We have got to move on to knowing the ways of God. And knowing the ways of God will demand that you actually walk, hallelujah, with the most important person on the face of this earth that I'm about to introduce to you today. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm about to introduce to some of us today the most important person in the whole earth. And that most important person is a plus factor in the life of every kingdom citizen. Is a plus factor in the life of every Christian, every believer in Jesus Christ. He is the plus factor. The most important person on the face of the earth. His name is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Please welcome the Holy Spirit in this place this morning. Please help me welcome the Holy Spirit in this place this morning. Please help me welcome the Holy Spirit, the plus factor in the life of every Christian. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's the most important. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. In a text in John chapter 16, Jesus was telling his disciples. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. He said, look here. It is most important and crucial that I go away. I told you I'm going away and you are sad about it. He said, don't be sad. It's better that I go away. Hallelujah. If Jesus would say to his disciples, it is the best thing for me to go. And why? He told them. He said, this is the reason. If I do not go, the comforter can come. If I do not go, you will lack the plus factor in your life. Hallelujah. If I don't go, you will lack the power to overcome. If I don't go, you lack the power to be who God wants you to be. So I've got to go. But when I go, I will send you the power. Glory be to Jesus. I will send you the most important person on earth. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, right from the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, God himself said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. We know the us that he's referring to. He's referring to the triune God, the three Godhead. Praise the Lord. The Father, the Son, and who? The Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Old Testament is full of the activities of God by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon people, hallelujah, he came on Elisha, he came on Elijah, he came on Samson. Amen. He came on King Saul. So we know he came, the Holy Spirit, that was the way he manifested that time, because he had not come to the point where the Holy Spirit would dwell inside the man. Amen. So when God wants to perform a miracle or God wants to do something, he will come and overshadow the person. Glory be to Jesus. Once the job is done, he lifts up. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. But in the New Testament, that was the dispensation of the Father. In the New Testament, which is the dispensation of the Son. And when I'm talking about the New Testament actually starts from the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. And it ends where? In the book of John. Amen. It doesn't go beyond there. The New Testament is the gospel according to the apostles. John, Mark, Matthew. Praise the Lord. Because thereafter, we have the book of Acts. It is the book of Acts. It's not the New Testament. It is the book of what? Acts. Glory be to Jesus. Acts were performed by the disciples. And why and how were those acts performed? Because it was the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. The plus factor has now come. According to book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says when they were all together in one accord, the Spirit came upon them. Can you remember? On the day of Pentecost, on that day they were all baptized, and the Spirit came to live on the inside of them. In our text, Jesus told them, he said, a little while, ye shall not see me. That's verse 16 of John 16, 16, 16. He said, again, a little while, ye shall see me. You won't see me, yet you will still see me. What is he trying to say? When I go, I pray my Father to send you another comforter. In other words, if I go as the Son, I'm coming back as the Spirit. Glory be to Jesus. So for a while you would not see me, because you would not see me in the dispensation in which I am right now. But when I go, I'm coming back as the Spirit. Glory be to Jesus. Because if I remain the way I am, I'm only one person filled with the Holy Ghost. But if I go, then the Holy Ghost can fill you and 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 you and you and you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is more important than all our psychologists. With due respect to some psychologists in our midst today. He's more important than all the philosophers, all the sociologists, all the professors in all the Ivy League universities. He's more important than them. He's more important than every book in every library worldwide. Praise the Lord. Because all those things and all those people are still limited in their understanding. Praise God forevermore. Our text tells us, I tell you the truth, it is expedient that I go away. The Comforter will come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, verse 8, when he is come, what happens? He will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment. Is somebody listening? Then in that 14, I love what he said, 14, 15. If ye love me, then keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Let somebody say forever.
Forever.
I've got the plus factor forever. The Holy Ghost is the plus factor. So that where man's understanding comes to its end, the plus factor is the one that makes the difference. When you are at your wit's end, you are confused and you don't know what to do, it is the plus factor that brings the enlightenment. That is why when you come to Christ, you do not come to a dead end. For things that are impossible, Mark 9 and 23, things that are impossible with men, they are what? They are possible with God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is the plus factor. It's not a minus factor. Praise the Lord. You tell your neighbor, if you are minus me, as long as the Holy Ghost is plus me, we are okay. Minus you plus the Holy Ghost, I'm moving forward. I'm on a different level. Glory be to Jesus. I can see what I can't see with my physical eyes. I can do what I cannot do in my human strength because of the plus factor. And this is the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. And that's why it's important for you and I to seek him, to chase after him, to know him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. John 14, 16, we're still reading. He will abide with you forever. Verse 17. Even the spirit of what? The spirit of truth. When the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive this plus factor. That's why people are stuck and confused. They don't know what to do. A child of God ought not to be confused. Praise the Lord. You ought not. You have the plus factor. Amen. When our brother was sharing his testimony here, he became a mechanic. He didn't go to the school of mechanic. Hallelujah. Moses was not an architect. He does not have a degree in design. But when they were about to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, he gave them the design to the least measurement. How did he come to know that? The plus factor. Praise God. He is not an architect. He didn't go to any Ivy University. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. Your car stops. I had a flat tire. I don't know how to change tire. Oh, and then you are alone. There's nobody there. You look to the right, you look to the left. Nobody can help you. Time is going. It's getting dark. Hello, somebody. You need to connect with the plus factor. As a Holy Ghost, you know how to change tires. Because you can do all things. And things that are impossible with men, they are possible with you. Now let's get the tire fixed. Praise the Lord. And he begin to tell you exactly what you need to do. Jack it up. Remove the bolts. Get the tire out. Put the new one there. Screw the... There is... Look. We can never be stranded in the race of life. We cannot. But you know the challenge that we have is that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the plus factor. But the Holy Spirit does not have us. Does he have you? Because this is the manifestation that he has you. That you will never take a decision without him. That you will let him drive the car of your life and not struggle with the steering with him. And be telling him, oh, you have to break and be in sin, you. Hallelujah. I'm about to hit the rock. Praise the Lord. Does he have you? When he has you, you will be fully surrendered to him. You will submit your life to him. Hallelujah. You will never have to depend one more day on any man for anything. Hallelujah. Because the plus factor in your life can turn a nobody to become a somebody without needing anybody. So that God alone can take the glory. Praise the Lord. Let me ask your neighbor today, does he have you? Does he have you? That is the question. Write it down. Answer it to yourself. And ask yourself, does the Holy Ghost have me? To have you means that you yield to him. You yield to his leadership. You yield to his guidance. You yield to his instructions. When the Holy Ghost tells you, don't go there, you don't go. In Genesis 26, something happened to Isaac. How many of you have heard about Isaac? Things were tough. There was famine. Things were not looking good for him. And he began to, you see, when something goes wrong, that's when the enemy wants to shift your focus here and there. And he was shifting his focus to look at what was happening in Egypt. Egypt seems to be booming. Hallelujah. Egypt today represents the world. It represents the world, the way of the world, the pattern of operation of the things that are in the world. The Bible says, love not the world, for the things that are in the world, they are the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So he shifted his eyes on pride. He shifted his eyes on lust. He shifted his eyes on the things of the flesh. And he said, it is better for me to go to Egypt. I can make it there. If I put 2 plus 2, it will become 4. But if I remain here, I will die in poverty. I've got to go. Let me take my chance. Let me make my move. Then the Holy Ghost say, without me, if you go to Egypt, you are a dead man. You think this place is hot? You go without me. You will see hellfire. So he told him, stay in Gerar. In this same dry place, I will prosper you. And the Bible says, and Isaac stayed. He obeyed. Why? He has yielded himself. So the Holy Ghost had him. If the Holy Ghost have you, he will turn things around in your life. He will remove every darkness and replace it with light. He will remove poverty and replace it with abundance. Do I have a child of God in this place? He will so turn your life around, nobody that once knew you will recognize you again. Because where they thought you are, you have left. You have escaped. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. Let's quickly read that. Hebrews. Verse 10 to 11. I want to talk to you about the work of the Holy Spirit.